From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly bombings hit Lebanon. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for twin suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb Thursday, killing at least 41 and wounding more than 200. The blast targeted Burj al Barajna, a busy commercial and residential neighborhood controlled by Hezbollah, whose fighters back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Police say there were two explosions minutes apart. The body of a third attacker, whose suicide belt did not detonate, was found in the rubble. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, have beaten back Islamic State fighters and recaptured some territory around Sinjar, a strategic town in northern Iraq close to the Syrian border. Edward Uranian has details.
Iraqi government helicopters pounded Islamic State positions around Sinjar as warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition attacked Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, who are leading the ground assault, cut the main highway linking Mosul in Iraq to Raqqa, the center of Islamic State operations in Syria. The route is used by the Islamic State to transport weapons, fighters, illicit oil, and other commodities that fund the militant group's operations. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
President Barack Obama lifted U.S. sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he calls Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and development of political and economic institutions. Former President George W. Bush imposed sanctions on Liberia in 2004, saying a peace deal and ceasefire ending the civil war was not being fully implemented. This is VOA News.